one. My name is Mark Morelli. Welcome to the Bull Run. Look in the mirror, what do I see? Is that a stranger staring back at me? Jealous and spiteful, lost and afraid. How will I ever find a better way? I check the windows, I check the doors. This is a lock I never broken before. I need some love up in this house. Love up in this house. I've been working, rolling up my sleeves. I see you're hurting just like me. I wanna help you roll that song. Stronger together than we are alone. You hear me knocking on your door. I know you're crying and walking the floor. You need some love up in this house. Love up in this house. Who comes first? There is no other on God's green earth. Room at the table, under the sun, and shares of enough for everyone. Stone in motion in an ocean of night. Will we ever learn to walk in the light? We need some love.
The same I always been, and if you it's a little early in a set to kind of go for the big show business modulation. Two songs in, really? Problem is, as an opening act, you don't have a lot of time. There's no time for all that, you know, like ramp up kind of thing. You just have to 0 to 60. So we'll take it down a little bit, but I had to go there right away. Thank you for coming with me. Yeah. It's a song called Her Town Now.
The days are cold, the nights are long, the bed's still here, but her pillow's gone. And all her friends, you're my friends too. I lost them the day she moved. This is her town, this is her town, this is her town now. This is her town, this is her town, this is her town now. And it makes me wonder why I stick around. It's her town now.
Single called Her Town Now, in case you missed it. I'm on a new kick of like just whatever the song title is, just say it a million freaking times in the song. It's like a rock and roll kind of pop trick. Finally catching on to 20 years in. And I gotta say, it feels really good. But that's out now anywhere you kind of stream or download things, you can find that. There's a video for it too. I just like to clear up any misconceptions. I don't star in the video, and that's good because the guy that we got has way more tattoos. He looks a lot cooler than I do. So he looks more legit. Actually, the guy in the video is a wonderful singer-songwriter named Izzy Heltai. So Izzy Heltai. Check that out. Now for something completely different, as they say. This song's about, it starts with the janitor of the Sistine Chapel. I know you guys are over there. We're set up for like the Amy set here, and I'm kind of like tilted towards Amy and Charlie. And I just forgot to move the mics, but I know you're over there, and I'll try and look at you every once in a while. Believe me, I'm mostly on the left all the time. So even if I'm not looking at you, my heart is with you. This song starts out with the Sistine Chapel, the janitor at the Sistine Chapel. And from there, it gets a little bit more cosmic and weird in every verse, but it comes back around to the janitor. So it's called Look Up. All day long we shuffle through sneakers, sandals, high heel shoes, scraps of paper, chewing gum. My work here is never done. They exit now in single file. I sweep the floors and scrub the tiles as dying echoes quiet and leave me leaning on my own. Above me now the fall of man, but it all depends on where you stand. Is he letting go or reaching out for Adam's hand? Look up, look up, there are angels flying low enough to see. Look up. Painting every plaster crack, the hand of God in heaven's rain down in rust drops thick and thin. I ache with shame and yet wrong through the dark and streets of Rome, past the night girls calling out and drunkards praying on. Above me now the canopy, the stars in all their majesty, remind me of the master I will never be. Look up, look up, there I am. Scumming on the earth, debauchery and daily chores. Always hungry, wanting more. I sent them plague and flood and fire. Trying so hard to stay inspired. Somehow solve the mystery of what they ever saw. If I could only kneel before the man who sweeps the chapel floor and show him he's as holy as the angels, maybe more. Look up, look up. There are angels flying low enough to see.
Look up. Oh, look
song at all. there's kind of a funny story, if I can kind of tell an abridged version, that basically it starts out at my kid's elementary school talent show. And, you know, I try and set a good example as a performer when I'm in the audience. I'm not looking at my phone, because that's not what we do when we go to see shows, right? And so I don't look at my phone. You know, when it gives me the little, like, buzz in the hip pocket, I'm like, okay, I'll get that later, you know. But I got, like, another buzz and another buzz, and I was like, okay, this is my friend, and we all have one, where they can't just, like, text you one cogent thought in a single text. It has to be, like, multiple phrases spaced out in different... They must have unlimited data or something, you know. They just, like, let it all go in, like, this stream of 7 or 8 texts. You know who you are. And you know, but if you do that to, like, a parent in a place where they can't check their phone, like, I thought someone died, you know, like, after a while when it kept going. So I said, I gotta check the phone, which in a darkened, you know, elementary school auditorium, it's like a freaking lighthouse out there, you know. I just snuck a quick look, and, you know, of course, kids and phones, you know, you look at a phone and everyone just, they're like, you know, vultures. What is it? And put the phone back. I couldn't figure out really what was happening. There was a lot of people saying congratulations and that's awesome and rock on and no clue. And let me tell you, I sat through the longest elementary school talent show in history when I found out afterwards, when I was able to look at all the text messages, that this next song got nominated for a Song of the Year at the Americana Music Awards. I told that to my boys, you know, I said that it's a special occasion, why Dad was looking at his phone in the middle of the show. And they seemed to get it. They kind of ran with it. My youngest, I think his exact words were, oh man, we're going to be so rich. I said, that's not really how Americana music works. Especially not how it works if you take all the money from this next song and you give it to Gabby Giffords and help support her efforts to reduce gun violence. It's called 5 Degrees.
When I take a look around, sometimes I wish I was blind. Feels like something sacred's dying, one headline at a time. I can't tear myself away, no, I just stare in disbelief. You can learn to live with anything when it happens by degree. And I've seen every head bowed down as if lost in private prayer. I've seen the phones in every hand, seen the long and vacant stares of souls gone numb, thumbing through each ceaseless changing feet. You can learn to live with anything when it happens by I've seen pundits shouting back and forth across some great divide against a map of red and blue. Points of view so cut and dry, but when you look into the mirror, what color country do you see? where you can learn to live with anything. When it happens by degrees, I've seen the flags at half staff.
Courage to Fight Gun Violence organization. There's a little download card over there in that darkened corner where you might think, like, I don't know if I want to go over in that dark corner. That's where all of Amy's merch and my merch is. It's totally safe over there. We'll be there to meet you at the end of the show. But you should come over there and at least pick up a download card and get on my mailing list. I'm going to send out an email this week. You'll get an email directly from me this week. Sign up on the mailing list, and if you reply back to the email like, hey, this is a pretty good newsletter, I will write you back saying thank you very much. It's pretty old school, and I love it, and I'd love to have you on it. I can't leave you with that last song. I can't leave you there, obviously. I'm supposed to leave a little room, you know, for the headliner here, but I don't need to leave that much room. But I want to do this one last song, but I figured I have some friends here tonight that can help me out on it. So one of them knows it pretty damn well. I'd love to welcome up to the stage Charlie Rose and Amy Hill to help me finish. To do a band song and not invite Amy out. That said, we've never actually done this one together.
We've never done it together.
And I, you know, when I cover a song, I kind of purposely don't listen to the original very much so that I don't just do the same thing, because who wants that? So I might do it a little differently.
Yeah.
from respect.
Oh, good.
All right.
tears falling from heaven's eyes, mountains like dust in the bottom sky. No saw rainbow sun, no water, finest time the sand to rain, hail the sand to rain. David looked up in the heat of the day, tunes harp began to play all day, all night, all night. Silhouettes to the right, the sand to the right, all day, all night, all night, all day. Hail the sand to the right, the sand to the right, all day, all night.
guys. This is Charlie Rose, as you know. This is our third gig ever together. I think it's pretty darn great. And we've had three shows. We did a little three-show weekend. And I just can't tell you how proud I am to be up here with these guys and to get to do this acoustic trio and dig into all this material and have this much fun. I'm just loving it.
Baby, come rescue me.
myself into a girl. I knew right away she was not like other girls, other girls. In the thick of the evening when the dinner got cold, she was too bad to open and too cool to blow. As I picked up my matches and was closing the door, just like the original.
Tuning a mandolin in a very quiet room on stage in front of people. So beautifully, it was so well articulated that I wish you'd repeat
I could do it again.
While I tune.
Sure. Well, as I was saying just last night, I'm not a particularly religious person, but I do believe that if there is a hell, it consists of just me and a room full of people that are eagerly anticipating me playing a song, and yet all I do is have to tune a mandolin in front of them for all of eternity, for all time. There's nothing, almost nothing worse, and I don't have anyone there to provide comical banter or anything like that. I'm just sitting there tuning and tuning. Not like you, not like you.
Not, no. I'm so quick at it.
That was not
and
on eternity.
I can talk so fluidly while I tune, which is a quick thing. Okay. Doesn't it? Gosh, it really does. Yeah, where was our little vibe? Great Alan Toussaint. great architect of American music. He wrote that song probably 30 plus years ago, and I think it should be the something that every school sings. Yes, right alongside the anthem. No reason to ditch the anthem. Just put this with it. Get these kids learning about respect and love and listening and solution. Let's leave it right there. I wrote this next song with the wonderful Mary Gauthier. For those who don't know Mary's work, she's a great singer-songwriter, and she has a real gift with words, and she's so generous in how she collaborates, because she can really take your story and help you form it and help it become something that feels so true, and she's really, she really has a gift with that. This is called The Cop and the King.
Come from Arkansas roses, hard times, broken noses, bad beats, back seats, lucky charms, false alarms, and a bomb. Thank you.
It's warm in Shirley.
It's
heat wave.
It's nice and humid.
Heat wave in Shirley. Boy.
Well, it's really nice of Amy to ask me to do a song, so I'm going to sing you a song that I wrote. Mark and I play in a band together called Barnstar. We just finished making a new record, and this song is going to be on it. And it's called Curtain Call. Hope you like it.
Check.
Sunday, right? It's Sunday.
It is Sunday. They're not quite as liquored up as they were at the Spire last night.
Man, Plymouth on a Saturday was
lit. Plymouth on a Saturday was lit.
Oh, boy. You guys, they probably all had the apple crisp and are just feeling nice and mellow. I don't know what they put in that here. I mean, apple stuff.
For those who don't know, my dad was a great musician named Levon Helm. And if anybody here, I'm sure there's some folks that have been to a midnight ramble. Just a few. All right. Well, you have to come over to Woodstock, New York, and come to a midnight ramble, which is a. Well, this is a long story, but I'll tell it. Because for those who are fans of my dad and don't know about the ramble, it's a pretty cool thing that he built. He was kind of just coming out of throat cancer, bankruptcy, and was about 8 months sober after a long, illustrious career with drugs for 20 years, which I can make the joke because he got sober, so it's like a little dark joke. Anybody? So he had all these things that can lay a man out, and he was coming up from the ashes, and his step forward was to start to build these house concerts, basically, at his home that were sort of like a rent party. And they grew and grew and grew into these nationally recognized concerts called the Midnight Ramble, which had all kinds of incredible folks come through, including Ralph Stanley and Mavis Staples and Elvis Costello and Alan Toussaint. All these amazing folks came through, and it was quite something to be part of it and watch my dad build these concerts and build himself back up from all of these things. And this next song is one that I think about him a lot when I do this, and I think specifically about his recovery from throat cancer and the physical struggles that he had, because when you're first coming out from it, you can't talk sometimes, and some people don't ever regain their voice, but he did eventually regain his voice to sing at these shows and go on to make a couple albums. And this song, he would come out from the drums and he would come to the front and get his mandolin, and some nights he would have it and some nights he wouldn't, because that was just the way that his vocal cords were healing. And I think about that and these images of him singing and losing the note and us trying to pick up the note on his right or left side at the microphones, and just how brave he was and how strong he was to let himself falter on stage and in front of an audience. And I think about that when I sing the song. So this is for him. This is Atlantic City.
And the gambling commissioner's hanging on.
winners and there's losers and south of the line.
Tchau. Thank you.
temptress, we are defenseless. Sing in harmony. Thank you.
it's okay, Mark. I caught it with my foot.
I was so worried. Why didn't you tell me this earlier?
These are my nice shoes.
Is very
chill
important.
Out for a second.
So is being calm.
Yeah. I'm just
I'm horrible at both those things.
Thank you. To an end, hoping never meet again.
pretty cool because my one of my songs is the next song. I'm the chase. I'm rarely the chase. It's pretty cool. Well, this is I did a lot of new songs tonight, and I'm just gonna keep it going. This is one that I haven't put on a record, and I got a record that's all ready to go. This is not on it either, so this is pretty shitty marketing right now. If you're taking notes, like, oh, here's a song, can't have it, don't go away if you can.
One, two, three.
It's a song called Nothing But a Lie. Massachusetts? No.
Well, we appreciate all of you being here and thank you for listening. And once again, Charlie Rose. Mark Arelli.
Let's hear it for Amy Hill.
Coming home tomorrow, hit the news, yeah.
so much. Recorded 50 years ago by Levon and the Hawks. Before they were the band, they were Levon and the Hawks. And this was sung by the great Richard Manuel, who I think is one of the greatest singers of his generation. She don't love you, she'll break your heart.
My favorite TV show, Show Her Your Love, Amy Hill. right, folks, now show them the love the way they really need it. It's expected drive back up to Woodstock. Get over there and buy some novelties, chit-chats.